Paul, let me ask you something. Do you like your family?
It's a really complicated question, Steve. I didn't realize this is where we're going to be going right now.
No, I mean, do you like seeing pictures of your family?
Yeah, sure. Pictures of my family are nice. Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got a great recommendation for you. It is the Aura frame. You've probably seen some of these before. You go to your friend's house and they have a frame on the cabinet or in the living room or whatever, and it has digital photos.
Sure. Yes.
Well, I got this thing and I set it up, super easy to set up. I basically dumped a bunch of photos from my phone right onto it. Very easy to do. Took me just minutes.
All this sounds scary to me.
No, it's incredibly easy.
It's not hard. Okay.
And basically you can put like, seems like an almost infinite amount of photos on this thing. And then you can set the parameters and it can rotate your family through like every 30 seconds.
Amazing.
And it's great because I've got pictures of my son, my family.
Cool.
My dad passed away a few years ago. I get to see him popping up every now and then. The good ghosts of your personal history coming through on this thing.
Nice. That's nice.
They have a great deal for Mother's Day, so listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ChinWagPod at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there. This is Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
And welcome once again, fans of the Chinwag. We have a little special treat.
A treat.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Special treat for you. We talk frequently about how we have loyal listeners who write in to us occasionally.
And they are loyal.
They are indeed loyal and they're interesting. People.
They're very interesting.
Very interesting yes. People. So as promised, we wanted to respond to one of our loyal listeners who wrote in to share a dream she had.
Uh-huh.
It's an interesting letter.
Very.
I guess it's a recurring dream. It's not clear to me, but I'm going to let Mr. Stephen Asma read it in his dulcet tones.
and this is from, what's her, Miss B. Haven, mm-hmm. right? Is yep. That's her handle.
Indeed. Miss B. Haven.
She's a regular fan of
yes,
the show.
Is.
So if you guys are enjoy this, you too could get a letter read on the air, responded to by...
In the dulcet tones of Stephen Asma.
Okay. She says, a while ago, I had a dream Mm-mm. where Paul Giamatti and I were in a swimming pool for some odd reason.
Hmm.
Anyway, he told me, quote, unexpected June, end quote. He was insistent that I tell the real Paul this title or phrase. I had no idea at the time that he even had a podcast or how I would get this information to him.
Oh, wow.
However, weird. I got it wrong. He came to me again in another dream and said, quote, no, goddammit, it's unfortunate, June.
That sounds like
quote.
Me.
Yeah, can we hear you say that since
no,
you're God delivering
damn it?
No,
goddammit, it's unfortunate, June.
Good. Now, she says, she continues, I looked it up to see if that meant anything, and only thing I found was that June is supposedly the least lucky
oh,
month
really?
Of the year. Yeah, I'd never heard that
That's
either.
Interesting.
That's interesting. I don't know where you look that up even, but okay. Then she continues, I'm wondering if this means anything to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes on. She says, I too have been able to manifest things, like I wish for money and I get a new class to teach, or I think of something I haven't seen in a long time, and then suddenly I run into them. I've been trying to manifest Paul Giamatti,
oh, dear.
And I guess the podcast is the answer from the universe. I should have been more specific, like I really want to meet Paul Giamatti. Maybe we will come, or you will come to DC area, which is apparently where she's at,
uh-huh.
and for a show sometime. Not to leave Steve out. That would be me.
Yeah.
I think he is brilliant and witty and handsome as well.
Oh, heavens.
Thank you, Miss
wow.
Behaven.
Heavens, heavens.
I am blushing.
Well,
Thank
this
you.
is, yes, indeed. He actually is. I'm sitting here looking at him. Flushing. Fascinating.
But what do you say about
that? Well, in several ways, there's interesting things here. First, the first thing I was going to say was just, I didn't know that June is supposedly the least lucky month of the year. That's interesting. Yeah. I never knew that.
It is.
That's interesting. So maybe this is why people say June Geminis are like stay away from them.
Oh, yeah. Do they? Is that a thing?
Which would be me. I'm a June Gemini.
Yeah, you're a June Gemini.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah, people... That's kind of a thing in astrological circles, Steve.
That you're trouble?
Kind of trouble. Okay. June Geminis are sort of like, that's not good. And interestingly, just if we're going to get numerological with me, my June Gemini-ness, I'm born on June 6th, 1967. So when you write out my birth date, it's 6-6-6-7.
Oh, If
I've been born the year before, it would be bad. I'm saved by the seven, shit. I think. I think I'm saved by the seven, which I believe is a kind of
holy.
But
you got the 3 6s.
I got the 3 6s, dude. 666.
Demonic.
Dude, I got it. And it's tattooed.
Mark of the beast.
And it's tattooed on my scalp. It's interesting. This is interesting because...
It's so specific.
It's so specific. And I can say... It was both unexpected and unfortunate. I had some intense stuff happen. I'm not going to go into the details of it.
Right.
But I definitely had an unfortunate June.
A tough June.
In terms of sort of family stuff. Yeah, it was really wow. So it's interesting because she doesn't seem to be far off. No, it's super interesting.
That's kind of unsettling.
Yes, you know? And the swimming pool thing is interesting too because I'm...
What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know. I do swim. I like to swim a lot. Swimming's a big thing for me. So it's interesting. All of it seems... How do you even look up...
I know Freud thought that water in dreams indicated pregnancy, being with child. That was what he said.
Are you telling me I'm great with child?
It's pretty clear you're pregnant. That's what she's...
That's interesting. Well, but that's always interesting, that whole sort of like dream dictionary thing and this stands for this and stuff like that. I love the thing of hearing a phrase or seeing a word or something in a dream. And you are really just like, I mean, do you have this ever happen in a dream where you're like...
It does happen. And you might remember it when you wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can write it down and it's like, that's really, it's really cool.
And this is very specific what she it's what very she heard you
specific.
Say.
Yeah.
And then a second dream too. That's weird.
Recurrent thing like that. And I came back to, well, maybe, yeah. Maybe she had no idea I even had a podcast at the time. It definitely feels it's got some energy to it there.
Yeah.
Misbehaving. I definitely you're definitely onto something. You weren't wrong. Yeah.
I wonder, like, what is it? But what's weird is, like, it does seem to mean something to you, but I can't see how it means anything to her. You know what I mean? Like, it's not an actionable item for her. You know what I mean?
No. There's nothing for her. No. But I mean,
yeah.
But I suppose it's the idea that you need to convey this. She's the vessel and needs to get the message to me. And then she fortunately suddenly, she doesn't know that there actually is a way to get the message to me, which is the interesting thing. And this all reminds me of something. It's very funny. This is suddenly reminding me of something. I got a good story.
Do it.
This is an interesting story. Speaking of like somebody needing to get a message to me, I had forgotten about this. I've remembered it a little while ago and thought I should mention it on here. It's just interesting. But now I'm reading this and I'm like, oh yeah. So there's a guy that I know. I always love to be able to tell a story when I start with, there's a guy that I know.
There's a guy.
There's a guy I know. He's a very interesting character. He's a writer and he's a bit of a kind of crazy gadfly. He's an interesting guy. And he's led a kind of crazy life and he knows lots of interesting, strange people. And he's a bit of a, you know, there's those people who just have
characters.
He's a real character. But he told me a little while ago, this is a few years ago, he knew a family in which there was the father was some kind of very successful sort of business guy in finance world or something like that. And he had a kind of unfortunate sort of episode, and he really had a kind of what we would call, I don't know what you call it now, but would have called like a breakdown or something. He really kind of like, and he was having some real issues. Some mental health issues and things like that. And he had to sort of be put somewhere to be taken care of. And he was experiencing the delusion, we could say, that aliens were going to invade the Earth, that there was an imminent alien invasion.
Wow.
And he was having sort of, I don't remember what it was exactly, but kind of visitations from some entity that was appearing to him and telling him that he could stop the alien invasion.
Oh my God.
The way to stop the alien invasion was to get in touch with the only person who could communicate with the aliens and stop them. And that was me.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that
Are
amazing?
You serious?
And I said to this Holy guy, shit. Could I talk to the guy?
Let's do it.
Should I go talk to the guy? I really was. I was like, would it help this guy if I went to him and said, dude, it's done. Done deal. Yeah. They're not coming. And they were like, and he was like, well,
you just ramp them up.
I don't know. And then I was like, is this guy bullshitting me? My friend Dirk, who's the guy, I was like, is he bullshitting me? But he swore to God.
Probably
and
not.
I said to him, would it help? And I really do wonder still sometimes, whatever happened to this guy? Did he get over it? Is everything okay? Did he get over it? But would it have helped or would it have made it worse if I had shown up and said,
that's really interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Because it could go either way.
Yeah. And honestly, I didn't know this guy. And he's not a person I knew at all. Nothing. I mean, it's completely unconnected to me in any way. But he had this sort of fascinating delusion that I was the only one who could talk I was the only one who could talk the aliens out of not invading Earth.
Here's what you do.
Yeah.
You bring a camera crew
to the
hospital.
Really? Just show up here. So here, David, it's me. It's Paul Giamatti. David, I'm here. Just really terrible. Jesus. No, that wouldn't be good.
But you know, I think people do, because you're famous, there's a sense in which people consciously and even unconsciously might like project things onto you and like attach to you.
Yeah.
And it's common, like there's psychologists call it parasociality, where you could just be like, in a way, obsessing about somebody, and then it becomes like a truth inside your head.
Yeah.
Interesting. And that's one possibility. The other possibility is that you really are the only guy.
I might be the only guy that could stop the aliens. I did have I knew a woman in drama school who was convinced I had been abducted by aliens. She was like,
that you had or that she had?
No, that I had. She was like, I think you've been abducted by aliens.
What grounds?
just talking to me. I mean, you know, no, I don't really remember, because her father, I think her father had claimed to that he had had contact and abduction experiences. And she was like, you remind me of my father. And therefore, and I'm like, you're the one with the issues, sweetheart. You're the one with the, no, but it was interesting because I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. I don't know. Maybe I am the guy that could talk to the aliens. I'd like to think I'm the guy that could talk to the aliens.
It's a great story.
It is a great story. It's a good one to pull out at parties, let me tell you.
Yeah. It's kind of a fun, I think if I were you, I would consider it like one of my greatest moments to be the guy.
Kind of. It honestly kind of is. I'm like, hey, I feel pretty good about myself that I'm the guy. I was flattered. Yeah. I was.
Yeah.
And that's why I also was like, maybe I can help. Maybe I can actually help somebody. And like, you know, maybe the guy's right too. You know me, I'm going to go to a place where I'm like, oh fuck, if I'm the guy, I should get on it.
Well, now it's out there.
Now it's out
there. Into the ether.
Oh God, it definitely is. But anyway, that's all been inspired by this amazing letter.
Very interesting letter.
Misbehaving. Yeah, so there's something to it. She's on to something. She's got some kind of interesting power.
Keep them coming, folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, more of these. These are great. These are awesome.
Chinwag is a production of Treefort Media and Touchy Feely Films, hosted and executive produced by Paul Giamatti and Stephen Asma. Executive producers for Treefort are Kelly Garner and Lisa Ammerman. Dan Carey is executive producer for Touchy Feely. Our series producer is Rachel Whitley Bernstein. Original theme music by Luke Topp, with additional music by Via Mardot. Oscar Guido is our executive in charge of production. Tom Monahan is head of audio for Treefort. Audio production supervision by Matt Dyson. Editing and mixing by Jeff Neal. Animation created by Alex Sokol. Research assistance by Aiden Brooks. Lastly, for more information, go to chinwagpod.fm and find us on Instagram or TikTok at chinwagpod or on Twitter at chinwag_pod.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Monsters are as old as humanity itself. Monsters embody our fears, yet they help us define the boundaries of what it means to be human. We know most monsters aren't real, yet we can use monsters to learn about reality. Psychology, biology, folklore, literature, critical thinking. We're on a journey to learn about the world through the lens of monsters, and we hope you'll come along with us. Subscribe at monstertalk.org.